It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lycoboro Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing the report again this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. And we're going to let you know that the events that were scheduled for today are still on. The wrestling team United is up at Barrett, Minnesota, West Central Area School System, for an 8 or 9 team individual tournament. And the dance line left early this morning for Renville dance line. So that both of these, I think, are well starting. The wrestling is starting at this time, 9 o'clock in the morning, and the girls sometime the dance lines sometime around that 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock time as well. So, with that, we'll take this break and come back be talking girls basketball with Dylan Erickson after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. Since 1994, the Country Butcher in Dawson has offered a variety of retail meats, sausages, jerky, and snack sticks. For over 20 years, they've served farmers and customers with custom meat processing for beef, hogs, lamb, and venison. They look forward to serving you with all your butchering and meat needs into the future. Country Butcher, right downtown Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender. Stop in, check out the specials, or give them a call for information at 320-769-2238. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Coaches Show. Like I mentioned before the break, we're starting off with girls basketball. Dylan Erickson is out at school with some elementary basketball going on there for both the boys and girls. He'll probably talk about that a little bit. But you had two games scheduled, of course, last night. The game with Dawson Boyd was postponed to a later date, but you earlier in the week you went a long trip to Wabasso and came away with a big win.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me. Good morning. We made that trek all the way down, hour and a half, hour 40 minutes, whatever it is, all the way down to Wabasso. Roads were a little dicey, you know, going down, started raining and stuff, but Wes Anderson got us there like he always does, and we pulled up there. And you never know after with the young crew like we have, that, you know, long road trip like that and things like that, how they're going to, you know, come out. And we did, unfortunately, come out a little flat in that first half. We got up 5-0, 7-0, and then they kind of went on a run. It was back and forth for a while, and then they ended up pulling away a little bit before the half. And like I said, we were just seemed a step slow. Our reads are, you know, attacking, different things. We're just, you know, just need to kick in another gear and have a little bit better effort, in that entirety of that first half. So we end up going in to halftime trailing 25-20. And that was basically the message at halftime was, you know, we need to pick up the extra gear and we need to find it here a little bit and go out there and compete a little bit harder for the entire of possessions and things like that. And we played a much, much better, cleaner second half. Put a lot of pressure on them and outscored them 34-26 in the second half. But we did get ourselves, by the time we battled back and we're in a little bit of foul trouble, we did stretch that lead out to 7 to 9 points, you know, with a few minutes to go and, you know, with the ball. And then next thing you know, they throw in hit a couple threes and a couple another bucket. And all of a sudden, it's a 1-point game just like that. And but again, we execute down the stretch. Our young guards again haven't been in a lot of high pressure situations like that, especially at this level, and you know, a game that really means something, especially for the section and things like that. So it was really nice to get them, I guess, in a situation like that to be able to handle themselves and understand, you know, time and possession and things like that, and when you want to attack and when you want to be aggressive, but yet when do you want to run a little bit of clock or where should the ball be at certain times in those situations. And so that was fun to watch them kind of navigate that the last few minutes too, and you could just see on their faces and during timeouts and things that not really used to be in spots like that, but it was really good for them to get that experience and then ultimately come away with a 54-51 win. And you know, we had to make a bunch of free throws. We made 18 free throws on the night, and
wow,
Aiden Bond sealed the deal with making 4 straight, you know, in that last minute or less. But we made a lot down the stretch that was key to sealing that victory, and they really mean a lot. So that was super cool to see out of those girls and being able to perform and execute, you know, down the stretch like that and come away with a win.
Good for them, yeah, especially shooting those free throws. That's great. So,
yeah,
stats
exactly.
On the night?
Sure. Our freshman, Maya Sawatsky, again, led us in scoring with 24 points. She was 6-7 from the free throw line. And again, that second half, I think she only had 2 or 4 points in that first half and really exploded in that second half and kind of took over and, you know, was real much more decisive with her decision making and attacking, getting to the rim. And then she hit a couple back to back threes that, you know, grew us the lead or took the lead over and then grew the lead. And just big time shots by a freshman that, you know, that's only going to carry her forward in moments like that and getting that confidence and experience that way. So that was really cool to see her kind of understand the role there and kind of take it over a little bit. She had three rebounds along with it, 2 assists and 4 steals. Aiden Bond, again, steady point guard for us. She's crafty. She's really starting to understand the pace of the game and the speed of it and slowing herself down and making reads out of it. And she had 13 points, a rebound, 4 assists and 4 steals, again, making 9-12 from the free throw line, hitting some big free throws down the stretch. Callie Kahn was gotten a little bit of foul trouble, but she had 14 points, and she's just been huge on the boards for us. I mean, we're a little undersized outside of her, and she demands a lot of attention the inside, and she had 16 rebounds to go along with that too. And I think that's all 3 or 4 games she's had double-digit rebounding too, basically averaging a double-double to start the year. And like I said, she was in foul trouble, you know, in the first half, sat for a while, and even in the second half, 4, and then we just kind of rolled the dice a little bit with 8-9 minutes to go with 4 fouls, and we rolled her back out there, and she made the most of it again. So that was really great to see out of a senior. And then Eva Traeger had 3 points for us, a nice big and one, kind of one of them timing plays off a free throw. We got it up the court and scored on it, and one, and those are just big momentum plays like that when you can score guys. And she had 6 rebounds on the backside of our zone that we switched to in the second half and played pretty extensively the rest of the way out, kind of changed things up in that second half. So again, just her presence too and understanding the role was huge for us as a team.
Okay. Well, that's good. Under that pressure, like you said, for the girls that don't really have a lot of experience, it was a good. I bet they were surprised with what they could do.
Yeah, I think even, you know, I got in the locker room, I was pretty excited, and they were excited, but I'm like, they didn't quite have the enthusiasm I was thinking they were going to have, because I think they were still in a little bit of shock and like, whoa, we just sealed that one, we just won. Winning's hard, learning how to win is really hard, so I think they had that little factor in there too, like, we did it, you know, and I think that should only carry us forward, and, you know, that's a big growth step for us right there in a game like that.
Great. B-Squad?
B-Squad came out a little bit flat too in that first half. It was I think it was a 4 or 6 point game at half, and they ended up losing by about 10, but battled pretty well in the second half. Just a lot of learning there too, and a lot of girls put in spots in the B-Squad right now that maybe they haven't been in and have to handle the ball a little bit more and things, but they're progressing and growing too, and there's a lot of potential there too if they keep putting the work in and that extra time. And but nice to see that every day at practice too.
Well, your varsity is young, but your B-Squad is probably younger.
So. Yeah, or about the same, yeah. You know, when you have a freshman and sophomore guard kind of handling the ball all the time and kind of, you know, especially in a game like that. And we have an eighth grader, Ashton Shelstead, basically handling the rock for us at the B squad level, primarily another sophomore to go with her, but they're all sophomores and freshmen pretty much on the B squad. And then, yeah, our varsity too, like you look at Brooklyn Olsen and Casey Tweed, who played in that varsity game too. They're juniors but played all B squad last year, and Eva Traeger played C squad and B squad last year as well. So really the only returner is Callie, you know, in the center, and there was long stretches where we were without her in that game, so we were relying on five new faces for that game, and that just shows you the growth they're happening, and it just takes time. There's growing pains along with it, but we're battling through it and seeing a lot of nice things.
Okay, and junior high girls?
And junior high, they ended up dropping to Ortonville on Thursday as well. They didn't get their game on Friday, obviously, but Lindsay said it was a scrappy, fast-paced game, close game, played really well, just, you know, for that age, you know, learning where they need to get better and develop a little bit as far as spacing and things like that, and rebounding and all those little things, you know, other than scoring the basketball. So, again, it's always nice at that level, win or lose, just to gain that experience there and, you know, just kind of learning the game still, you know, as you go too as well. So, yeah, Lindsay's doing a great job down there. I think they're 2-2 on the year, I believe, and so, yeah, off to a pretty good start there.
What's the numbers like down there, 7th and 8th?
I believe Lindsay has 15 girls, 7th and 8th grade kind of combined. They play in about three halves right now. We have a bunch more 7th graders than we do 8th graders, so kind of blending them, you know, throughout the games or in that third half, let's say, for the 8th grade. And, yeah, so not too bad, and that's about where we're sitting at for the varsity, too. So we have about 30, 32 kids, 7 through 12, for our program right now.
Okay. Then, like I mentioned at the beginning, you're busy out at school today.
Yeah, we're out here. It's always fun to get out here and get the girls running the tables and things like that and be able to see, you know, this is what the older girls did for you guys when you guys were playing out here. But then for me, it's fun to see, you know, where the program's at and see the upcoming future and watch those guys do their thing too, and because they'll be the next ones stepping in a few years, and so it's always fun to get to catch them play and see what that looks like.
And that's boys and girls?
Boys and girls. I called the MYBL League. It started a few years ago, and a lot of area teams, so two or three host sites each week that host 5-6 teams, and they play for 4 weeks and get a bunch of games in that way before kind of the traveling season starts, in a sense, and it's 5th and 6th grade boys and girls out here today, yep.
So from what schools?
Today, what I've seen out here so far is obviously Lac Parle, and we got Bold and RCW, CMCS. I saw Ortonville was here. So, yeah, it's a good mix, and I know that if they go somewhere the next week, they play different teams, and there's a different host school. And so, yeah, it's a pretty unique but pretty cool deal to get these girls playing and boys playing, you know, when the varsity starts, and they play all the way through, you know, Christmas into February as well in the traveling season. So I think we're going to notice that growth, you know, as we keep going here with this league continues, just playing that much more basketball early on, and the practice time you get, you just can't put a finger on it. So,
okay, and next week for the girls?
Yeah, next week, it's weird. We've had three reschedules now, and they're pushed back into January and later. And so, actually, next week, we still only have just the one game on the docket right now. We host McCray, you know, state champion or runner-up last year in Class A. So, again, we're going to have our hands full with Brielle Jansen coming to town. And she's maybe one of the best players in Class A, especially, but she's really tough, and they got the Titan girl to go with her with that size, and they got a couple guards too. So we're definitely going to have our hands full trying to figure out a way to contain Brielle the best we can and limit her and see what happens and go out there and compete.
There you go. And what evening is that?
Thursday night. Okay. They come here. So we got a few days of practice here now and regroup a little bit and keep going forward.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report. Best of luck on that Thursday game. And girls are really playing hard for you, and that's all you can expect, and we'll hear all about that McRae game on the Culture Show next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, appreciate it. Go Eagles.
Yep. It's Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. We'll be talking with the head coach for the boys, Joel Voorhees. He's out at school doing the same thing with the elementary kids, and we'll be talking to Joel right after this break.
You're invited to a community-wide Christmas party at Calvary Baptist Church in Madison, Sunday, December 14th, starting at 4 p.m. Bring the whole family for an evening packed with festive fun, interactive Christmas games, tasty snacks, a holiday photo booth, crafts, cookie decorating, Christmas trivia, and so much more. It's completely free, and everyone is invited to celebrate the season together. So mark your calendar for Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m. at Calvary Baptist Church in Madison, where Christmas cheer is waiting for you.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Think of your favorite holiday memories. It's not gifts or food. It's the moments when family gathered, when everyone laughed, when it happened together. Those memories come together at Mall of America. Meet up at Candy Cane Institute for the family Santa pick. Then fly sleigh high at Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. Treat a tiny one to Crayola Experience. Shop at hundreds of stores, then dinner together. The best memories start at mallofamerica.com/holiday.
I'm with Monica on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what you got going on?
Well, it's the holidays, Paul Ramo, and can't you tell in my store I'm filled to the brim with holiday goodies, including the dark chocolate sea salt caramel. When you walk in, I have vests and jackets and shackets and sweatshirts and sweaters and shoes and boots and jewelry. You name it, I got it. Plus, I have gift certificates available. Plus, also, come on into Monica's and see if you can find the little gnomie on an item for a surprise. I'll be open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And then the week of Christmas, I'll be open every day.
Shop Monica's on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, December 12th through Monday, December 15th in Theater 1. It's a comedy, Ella McKay. That's Ella McKay, rated PG-13. And in Theater number 2, held over, Zootopia 2. That's rated PG. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. Free matinee at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. It's Bad Guys 2, open to kids and adults alike. Cargill will be sponsoring a free bag of popcorn for everyone attending. And for every item you bring for the food shelf, you'll be entered in a drawing for a free $50 gift certificate at Jubilee Foods in Madison. That's coming up during the matinee this Saturday at the Grand in Madison. Come on over. And if you're doing some tax planning, remember all donations to the Grand Theater Projector Fund are tax deductible. For information, call 325-987-3301.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. Turn our attention now to boys basketball, and Joe Voorhees is out at the school as well, but we'll talk about the one game that you had this week against a very good Central Minnesota Christian team.
Yes, they're a very sound team, very methodical, very good coaching from Ted Tages, but they're a team that had a lot of experience coming back, and they knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Shared the ball well.
Yeah. Well, let's go through how the game went.
Okay. For scoring, Nolan Smith led us with 6. Thomas Emmis and Tanner Tilbury both had 4 apiece. Elias Alonzo and Tanner Callis and Jason Ioannis all had 3. And Caden Stender and Grant Bierke both had 2. Our top rebounders were Tanner Tilbury with 6, Thomas Emmis with 5, and Elias Alonzo with 4. We finished 7 field goals out of 22 attempts, 3 three-pointers out of 16 attempts, and 4 out of 13 free-throw attempts. Did have 13 fouls and 27 turnovers on the night, so that's something that we want to see if we can take care of the ball better and have better possessions on offense.
Yeah. Kind of tough when they score a point and then you go down and have a turnover, and then they'll turn that into some points too. But you can't fault the effort that the kids are putting out.
No, I appreciate everything that the guys have been giving me so far. Their attitudes have been positive. I get that frustration kicks in after, you know, we haven't won a game yet. But to tell you the truth, they still have those positive mind frames that we're still having a good time playing the game.
Yeah, and they're inexperienced at that level. I mean, most of the kids were on the B squad or the C squad last year. Now they're
thrown into these roles.
Yeah, and the game is a lot faster.
Yep, exactly.
So, B squad, how did they do?
B squad, that was a good game. They did end up losing, but it was 10-25 at half. They're down by 15. They got within four. They did lose by six, but they showed some grit. They showed some competitive nature. Aaron Bond, Jackson Fernhalls, Griffin Kranz all had seven apiece. Carter Moen had 5 points, and Noah Arndt and Gavin Tasto had three apiece. And our top rebounder was Noah Arndt on the night with six, and that's good coming from the smallest guy on the court.
Yeah, kind of like Bessonen last year, huh?
Yep, fearless.
Yeah.
You know, they're not afraid to go in there and show their jumping abilities.
Yeah, and then a number of them sparingly played on the varsity, too. The second game, they can do that. So
we're still looking for our kind of niche, and still looking forward to the future, too, and seeing, you know, what's coming up for next year and the years after that.
Sure. Well, as long as they put out the effort, you can't fault them for that, and you appreciate their hard work, that's for sure.
That's all I ask. Yeah. I mean, I need to do a better job as a coach explaining, giving demonstrations more than just our drills and our plays. There needs to be more of a description, and I'll take that on my half as something I need to continue to get better at.
See the effort and that, they'll get better for you as well. What do you have on
the potential?
Yeah. What do you have on the schedule next week?
We are on the road both days. We go to Dawson on Tuesday, so that'll be pure adrenaline game, being so close to us, knowing everybody that we're playing against. So they have friends over there, and
sure.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of pure adrenaline, high intensity. And then on Friday, we head to Benson.
Okay, two road trip games.
Two road trip games. We do make up our Ortonville game on the 23rd, so that'll be our next home game.
Okay. The last couple days before Christmas break.
Yeah, that will be our last one before Christmas break. We're actually playing Milbank the night before, and then we come back and play Ortonville on Tuesday.
Okay, and then anything during the Christmas break?
Yeah, we have this Marshall tournament that we did attend last year.
Okay.
So we have two games down. We play one at Lakeview High School, and then we play one at SMSU, while our B squad plays at the Marshall High School.
Okay. And 7th and 8th grade, how are they doing?
Doing well, for what I've understood from the communication that I've had with the coaches. I don't think the 8th grade has lost yet. In the 7th grade, I know they've had some very competitive games, very close games. I don't know their actual record, but I know they have a loss or two on the year so far.
And numbers there, pretty good?
Great numbers.
Okay.
Jeez, 8th grade is 18, 19?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're fighting to get guys in all on the same night, or potentially asking the opposing team if they'd be willing to play an extra half so everybody can get some experience.
Most of the other teams that you play have good numbers in the junior high and B and C squad, too?
Most, yep. There's a couple that don't have a C squad. and they might have one at the end of the year when they bring up their eighth grade.
Okay.
But we do that too. At the end of the eighth grade year, they'll be invited to come to our practices and just see how the next level of how fast the game will be.
Right, right. Well, like Dylan Erickson, you're out at school watching the Eagles of the future.
Yes, we have a youth league going on right now that we have four courts going, two girls, two boys. Got a lot of my guys out here reffing. Dylan's got his girls running the score tables. On watching the next generation come up.
Okay, and that started already this morning and will continue through the afternoon?
Well, it started at 9,
okay.
And then the last game is at 12:45,
okay.
So it'll be relatively a short morning, finishing about 1:30-ish. It just is a revolving door of games. Next one up.
Yeah. Well, with the cold weather, people may want to try to get out, and they've got time to get out and watch elementary basketball players, the players of the future. That would be fun.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we got good attendance out here.
Okay. Anything else, Joel?
I'd just like to mention how hard my guys have been working. Even though we don't have a win on the year, it's not all about the wins and losses.
No.
It's about the passion of the game, being involved with your classmates, the camaraderie with your teammates, and I appreciate everything that they've been giving me so far.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you compare the first game of the season and then what the last game of the season is.
Right.
And if you see improvement, they've done their job and you've done your job as well.
Yep, so. Exactly.
All right. Well, best of luck on those two games next week. And we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
I appreciate that, Mr. Newman.
Okay. Joe Vorey's on boys basketball. We'll take this break and finish out the Culture Show after this.
Nice job. Some things going on around the area this weekend. Marietta Santa Claus Day will be today at the Marietta Fire Hall at 1 p.m. Bingo and door prizes for adults and kids. There will be a visit by Santa. Christmas goodies and beverages at the Marietta Legion, chili cook-off at 4, judging of chili at 6, free Tom and Jerry's at 4, meat raffle at 5, hors d'oeuvres from 6 till they're gone, 8 to midnight music by the Sultan of Sing tonight. All that going on in Marietta today for Santa Claus Day. In Madison, Breakfast with Santa will be at the Madison VFW today, going on from 9 to 11. Kiwanis will be serving pancakes by free will donation to the Gifts for Kids program. There will be crafts with the MMN staff. Then Santa Land will be open today from 11:30 to 1:30. And at 1:30, there will be a free matinee of the movie Bad Guys 2 over at the Grand Theater. Bring an item for the food shelf. You'll be registered in a drawing for Jubilee Food Gift Certificate. And free popcorn will be handed out today, courtesy of Cargill. The Lackboro Players will present A Christmas Carol with performances at 2 and 7 today. Tickets are just about sold out for the afternoon performance. There are quite a few tickets left for the 7 o'clock evening performance. So be sure to take in a great production there. Christmas Carol by the Lackboro Players today at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison. In Nassau, Santa Claus Day is today at the Community Center starting at 1 p.m., starting with games. Santa will arrive, then turkeys will be given away. Everyone is welcome. You're invited to a community-wide Christmas party at Calvary Baptist Church in Madison this weekend on Sunday, beginning at 4 p.m. Enjoy fun Christmas-themed stations for all ages, interactive Christmas games, snacks, and all kinds of things going on there. It's at Calvary Baptist, North Highway 75, Madison, beginning at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Sons of Norway Norwegian Facts and Tales has been rescheduled for Sunday, January 11th at the Sons of Norway Hall in Madison. Checking some church notices here due to the cold weather. For the BAMC churches, they will not have worship at Appleton United Methodist and no worship at Bellingham United Methodist on Sunday. They will have worship at Marietta United Church of Christ. And a reminder of the church meeting at 10 a.m. with worship following at 11 at the UCC Church in Marietta on Sunday. No services at St. Paul's Lutheran in Nassau. and Lewisburg Lutheran is not having any services this Sunday. It's Saturday, December 13th. We say happy birthday to Derek Gibbon, Sean Gibbon, Leslie Ehrenberg, Josie Johnson. Sunday, happy birthday to Leah Hickey, Derek Berg, Pastor Carol Olson, Sandy Oden and Dawson, Cindy Markson, Crystal Lean, Declan Lee, and Charlene Trigestead. Hope you all have a great day and a super weekend.
Is your house the brightest on the block? Do you believe your holiday light display deserves the spotlight? Then get ready. The Tour of Lights is back for three dazzling nights, December 12th, 13th, and 14th. We're lighting up the Appleton area, and this year there are cash prizes for the top three displays. That's right, you could win money just for spreading holiday cheer. Thanks to our sponsor, Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service, Janelle Welling, for making these cash prizes possible. Get those lights up now. To enter your home in the Tour of Lights, simply send us an email at support@aaccmn.com. Join the fun. Enter the Tour of Lights in Appleton, December 12th through the 14th. This holiday season, give a gift that truly sparkles. Corthius Jewelry and Gift Jewelry. From stunning earrings to sparkling rings, diamonds always make the perfect gift. Plus, 20% off a large selection of Christmas decor. Mother's rings starting at just $158 and a great selection of buck knives for the outdoor lovers on your list. Proud to be a family business for 67 years, it's Corthius Jewelry and Gifts in downtown Granite Falls, where holiday memories begin. Are you stressing about holiday baking? Stop! Gnometown Grounds on Dawson's Main Street has your solution. Incredible Christmas cookie platters, ready to go for any gathering. Let Emma and her crew take care of the baking while you enjoy the season. We're talking beautiful, delicious Christmas platters, perfect for family get-togethers, office parties, or any holiday event. You handle the guests and let Gnometown Grounds handle the cookies. Order online at gnometowngrounds.com or call 320-312-2444. Gnometown Grounds, Dawson.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. That pretty much concludes our interviews for the for this show. Just a reminder that the wrestling team, Team United, is in action up in Barrett, Minnesota, for West Central Conference or West Central School District individual tournament. There'll be eight or nine teams up there. Be going on at this time and continue throughout the afternoon, possibly into the very early evening. So if you're a wrestling fan, head up there. The team will be, Team United will be wrestling on Tuesday at Lacaparo Valley with a quadrangular. I think it's Hutchinson and Minnewaska, and I don't know the third team, but it's a nice quadrangular. It's the only event held at Lacaparo Valley High School. So, if you're once again, if you're a wrestling fan, come on out and watch that. And today is the dance team out at in Renville, yeah. Paul.
Yeah, the Shadows are defending champions, you know, in dance. And they're at Renville last week. Last Saturday, they were up in at Ricori, and they took first place in high kick and first place in jazz. And that's like a mini-state tournament last weekend. So, yep. Good start.
JV and varsity.
Yeah, JV and varsity. Yeah. And so today they're in Renville for their second competition, and the JV Jazz will dance at 12:20 this afternoon, Varsity Jazz at 10:01, and JV Kick at 2:20, and Varsity Kick at 10:03 this afternoon. If you want to watch it, RCW Media has a YouTube channel, so you can just go on YouTube and search RCW Media. and you'll find it there. And the competition starts at 20 after 12 today. So good luck to the Shadows.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, and like every year, I mean, they've done so well. They get those uniforms have a target on their back because everybody wants to beat them.
That's right. That's right. So that's actually a pretty big competition at RCW. So good luck to the Shadows.
And that's in Renville.
In Renville, yeah.
Okay.
I want to just give a shout-out here. Natalie Robecki, a former volleyball player at Mineota High School, she's playing for a national championship today. At Concordia St. Paul. Concordia St. Paul's playing for a national championship this afternoon. It's actually being held in Sioux Falls, the NCAA national championship. So they're playing Denver, MSU Denver. I think it's a 3 o'clock game there. So good luck to her.
Yeah, good luck.
National championship.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited for broadcasting a lot of high school games coming up. I should mention Dawson Boyd. Boys have a big game this afternoon at home against Morris. And the Tigers upset Montevideo boys this past week. Actually, the number one ranked team in AA, Jackson County Central, they were upset on Tuesday. Laverne beat them. And then Montevideo, who's ranked number two in AA, Morris beat them 68-66, something like in Montevideo. So, so the Morris Tigers, a very, very good team, coming to Dawson this afternoon. That's a 3 o'clock start there.
Okay, so, yeah.
I'm just thinking of sporting events that are happening today. My grandson Eli's playing in Camby this afternoon, this morning, so with the Montevideo Elementary. I'm just joking. That's hey, can we go through some scores from last night? Now
sure.
We've got a little time here.
Sure.
Boys basketball, KMS beat Eden Valley Watkins 69-55. Westbrook Walnut Grove down Lakeview 64-43. And at the Westbrook Walnut Grove Holiday Tournament, Mineota beat Heron Lake Okabena Folda 57-55. So head coach Chad Johnson coaching the boys, Mineota boys team, coming off a state football championship. Let's see, girls basketball from last night. Lakeview beat Mineota 75-67. McCray down Ortonville 67-21. McCray's currently ranked number 9 in Class A, and they're going to be playing Lacaparo this week, I think, right?
Yes.
And then tough night for the Montevideo girls in Bird Island. Bold beat them 114-21. So, Montevideo playing a lot of ninth graders on varsity there. So that's your basketball scores from last night. Okay.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll end the show like we normally do. I got three sick jokes this week.
All right.
Do people in Australia call the rest of the world up over? Because they always call themselves down under.
Down under.
Yeah. Number two, I finally realize people are prisoners of their phones. That's why they call them cell phones.
That's true.
And finally, what has four wheels and flies?
What?
Of course, a garbage truck.
Oh. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Lacaparl Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.